Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Max Starks covers the Steelers. He is with the Steelers Radio Network. Of course, he was a terrific NFL offensive lineman and longtime tackle as well. Max, we appreciate the time. You're on in D.C. It's Grant and Danny. Thank you, sir. How are you?
Doing all right, fellas. Doing all right.
I want to go back a couple of weeks because in D.C. on the outside looking in, we were surprised with the move away from Fields to Wilson because it felt like neither of them was going to be all that good as a passer, but at least Fields presented more problems with his feet. The move Mike Tomlin made has worked out beautifully, though. What's your thought on how Russell Wilson's played and how this offense has evolved over the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think this was kind of the vision of Mike Tomlin, right? He knew what he was getting with Russ. He knew the deep ball threat that he was going to be. And when you think about a weapon like George Pickens, you want to fully utilize and fully realize his talent and skill set. And I think, you know, going into training camp, you felt pretty good. Like, Russell start, Justin will get an opportunity to kind of learn behind Russ because he never really got a chance to. And then Russ has the injury with the calf that pushes Justin forward, and he has all the one snaps during training camp just about, and then all but one series in the preseason. And then you're like, okay, well, Russ will still be good. He's a veteran, gets injured again, and Justin takes over. But you saw Justin show the X factor of his legs, right? When things weren't quite clicking in the run game, receivers, they weren't on the same page. His legs were the X factor that kind of melded everything together. But I think in the Vegas game, there was a particular stretch. There was three straight pass plays in that game in the red zone that really made it difficult, to have that positive, fuzzy feeling about Justin once Russ was healthy. And I think that pretty much said, okay, we need to try and go in a different direction because we can get the run game going, the offensive line. We dealt with the carousel of that. We need a passer. We need somebody who can get guys open. And Russ gets the start and the nod. We're all like, well, I mean, you know, a 4-2 team, it's not like it hasn't been done because the Steelers did it back, in fact, in 1973. They were 4-1-1 when they made a quarterback change. So it's been in our history that they've done it. So we're like, okay, well, let's see. First quarter went bad, but then you saw a beautiful touch throw with perfect arc and angle to George Pickens. Then you saw a back shoulder fade to Pat Freiermuth that he caught with one hand outstretched, and Van Jefferson, and now that's history. This is why you have Russ there. This is the veteran long ball threat to keep the Steelers offense balanced, and I think that's probably why it was an easier decision for Mike Tomlin, because that's what he knew he wanted to see, and he kind of got rewarded for his thoughts and his efforts.
Max, you mentioned that offensive line. I know that's been an issue relatively in years, you know, kind of recent years for Pittsburgh. How's that group playing this year?
I mean, considering all of the injuries that have been sustained in that offensive line, I think they've actually done pretty well. And I think now we're finally getting to a stabilization point
that we can feel good that they've actually played a couple of games together now. Now, granted, Zach Frazier will be reinserting back in where Ryan McCollum was at the center position. Zach was a starter since the beginning of the season. So he would be working with Mason McCormick, who came in for James Daniels. Isaac Siamalu was out at the beginning. That was Spencer Anderson. That's now the backup guy. And so on and so forth. Troy Fautano gets injured. Roger Jones now back into the starting lineup. I think this group is starting to settle down. I think, you know, I'm always going to worry when you have two rookies working next to each other. It's always going to be something that neither one of them have seen before because they're both rookies. And hopefully Isaac Siamalu will be able to kind of talk them through it. Dan Moore as well. The veteran side is that left side. The right side, super young. You know, because you think about it, we have three guys starting on the offensive line that are second year and below. So given that circumstance, I think they've performed really admirably. I still want to see the right side get better, especially at right tackle. Broderick Jones needs to pick his game up. He's too inconsistent for me, but doing a solid job in the run game, just needs to work on the pass protection.
6-2 says a lot about Pittsburgh, right? Defensively, the ranking says a lot about them. How good do you think they are, both overall and then defensively? You look at some of the quarterbacks they've played or when they caught the good offenses or QBs, like, you know, Cousins and Atlanta and some of the others. It seems like maybe there haven't been as many stiff tests as they're going to get with Washington this week. Where are you at on that?
No, this will be the toughest test thus far in the season for the Steelers squad. So we're going to find out if that record's real or if that record's inflated, right? I mean, this will be a test of seeing a really good offense and a really good defense on the other side. Not either or, not if, but both of them combined and seeing what it looks like. We haven't been in a shootout this year with another team, and I believe that's what this is going to be. This is a game that's going to be in the high 20s, if not the low 30s, to decide who's going to win this game. So this will be an interesting litmus test for the Steelers squad as they get ready for AFC North play. Because we remember, we haven't played any of our division games yet, which is a rarity to go all the way through your bye and get to the midway point of the season still not seeing a division opponent.
We're with Max Starks breaking down the Pittsburgh Steelers here on Grant and Danny. Max, I've got, like, whatever the largest unit possible is in terms of respect units I have, they're reserved for Mike Tomlin. Like, I think that guy is outstanding. I want him to retire from football and just put him in charge of something that needs fixing. He's always seeming to get the most out of guys. Out of a bye week, they're like a million and one half over the course of his career. So I feel like this is going to be such a well-coached team kind of no matter what. Love you to speak to that over the years as talent has kind of come and gone, and it seems like he's always squeezing the last bit of moisture out of that stone.
Coach T has been one of those guys that has known how to connect with his players. He knows what resonates with them. I think that's what makes him such an elite coach, is that he never loses touch of what his locker room is. And he's able to connect and talk with guys and have those frank personal conversations. But I think because he's that transparent and open and honest, he can demand more of them because he knows he demands as much from himself. And I think players respect that aspect of it. It's not he's talking one way to the media or to the coach and then talking to me a different way. Mike Tomlin's plain and simple every which way, however you want to slice it. And he'll let you know if you ask him a question. Brutally honest, he'll let you know the answer. And I think guys can respect that transparency, which makes them want to work for him and also want to play to be successful, because they know that, hey, my coach has my back. I need to have his back as well. And that's translated, like you said, even over, quote unquote, the different types of athletes who've come and gone over the last 18 years, me being one of those guys, the message has been consistently the same since day one. Now you have your growing pains, but he's been a consistent figure, and that's what he just demands, that excellence, and guys are willing to go to bat for him.
Max Stark, Steelers Radio Network, former Steelers offensive tackle on Grant and Danny, helping us to scout Pittsburgh. How does Washington keep from allowing T.J. Watt to wreck this game?
Well, you're gonna need to dedicate as many possible bodies to that side of the ball as necessary.
Does he always rush from the left, or will they move him around a bunch?
He primarily rushes from the left. Every once in a while, he'll move to the right based on some of the schematic things, but he's a primary right offensive, left defensive side rusher. So it's going to be a challenge over there, and you know, in a lot of right formations. Obviously, you're going to want to have tight end. You want to have chip help to slow him down. But the problem is you pay all that attention to him, and then you have to worry about Alex Highsmith on the other side. Batman got his Robin back, and that's what makes them so deadly of a combo, because unless you're running 12 personnel, you're just running, you know, tight ends on each side, it's tough, given the schematics, to want to have to pick and choose what you want to have happen to you.
This is a havoc-creating group. We're used to seeing it, right? And we're obviously talking about Watt, but it's a number of guys. And then, of course, you add Preston Smith to that mix as well, someone we're real familiar with here in Washington, Max. But I feel like, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I should love you to jump in, I feel like they're giving up a bit more yardage than we're used to seeing from a really good Pittsburgh defense. The havoc and the chaos and the turnover-causing stuff is still there, but then maybe they're a little bit more vulnerable down in and down out. Am I crazy?
No, I mean, between the tackles, it's more so in the rush defense.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of the fills, we lost some guys in the process. We lose DeMarvin Leal to IR, Montrevious Adams. Some of your core interior swing guys that rotate in, because Carl Dunbar likes to rotate defensive linemen in. So we've lost some of that stoutness to a degree, because there's only so much you can ask Cam Hayward to do and Larry Ogunjobi as older players. So usually try and roll them in and be fresh. That's where I think it's kind of taken a little bit of a hit. And then some of the younger linebackers, right? Patrick Queen is new to this defense, and Peyton Wilson's a rookie. So some of those fills are not as consistent. And, you know, if you watch the film a couple of times, you know, guys are coming in to crash, but they end up crashing their own guy, and the guy cuts off and makes a play like Tyrone Tracy did on that 45-yarder in the Giants game. You know, and that's where it is. I think it's still guys trying to figure out their run fits for that. Deshaun Elliott, who's a very, very great tackler, as you guys know, you know, he's also figuring out how he inserts with the linebacker. So I think it's been more miscommunication and just getting on the same page that's led to some of those big plays. But it's still very havoc-inducing, because the Steelers have forced teams into being one-dimensional and taking them out of their run game, so that it has not been as big a deal as it has in the past. Because once you put it in the air, I feel like that's where the pass rush and that's where the interceptions come alive for this defense.
Max, I'm curious about Joey Porter Jr. at corner. He was one of the guys Washington was debating drafting when they needed a corner in the first round. They went with Emmanuel Forbes. Has not really worked out well for Washington. What kind of player has Porter become?
Oh, man, I mean, he's just like his dad, who I played with. I mean, he is a very competitive, tough-minded individual. He's physical at the point. He's cut down on his pass interference calls. He knows how to play with hands and leverage, and he's become a lot better blocker. I mean, you know, one of the things I always tell guys, because, you know, as I was doing scouting work and pre-draft work, I said, at the end of the day, you know, is the guy a willing tackler at defensive back? And also, where else are you going to build 6'2" or 6'3" in height? Like, you can't trade in the height ability and a guy who wanted to play press man coverage. You like that competitive nature, and it's worked out well. And then you add a Dante Jackson, who we got in trade in the offseason, and they've just been a great tandem with each other. Competitive, physical tacklers at the point, and they attack downhill, which I love. I mean, that's what you want to see in your defense. That those guys start to take on the same identity that your defense is trying to convey.
Speaking of trades, Danny mentioned Preston Smith. So Washington added Marshawn Lattimore. He still hasn't practiced. He was ruled out. He's not going to play on Sunday. What about Mike Williams, who you guys got at wide receiver, and then also Preston Smith on the edge? Do we know if either or both are going to play or have much of an impact? What's the expectation?
So right now, the expectation for those guys, I think you may see Preston Smith, because Preston's been playing. For Mike, I'm not sure if it's a numbers game or not, whether they'll bring him in to play immediately or dress him immediately, just because there was no injury that was necessitated to the roster that forced us to pick him up. So I don't know if necessarily Mike Williams will be ready to play already. I think it's tougher for an offensive guy to insert into an offense versus a defensive guy into a defense. And I think for Breston, what you would be asking him to do as a relief rotational guy, I think it's easier to pick up on. And so I think I would expect Preston Smith to be in there a little bit in the defense on Sunday. Mike, I think, is still questionable as far as who they want to dress. because you do have some core four special teams guys who also play at wide receiver.
What's the most important thing from a Washington perspective coming to this one, Max? Like if the story of the game, if Washington's able to win at home against a really good Pittsburgh team, how did they do it? What's the key for them?
Well, I think the key is going to be how effective can you run the ball with a guy not named Jaden Daniels. So, I mean, Austin Eckler is going to have to toe the load. Obviously, Brian Robinson ruled out for this contest. So how well can you keep the ground game as consistent as possible, which, you know, you guys are pretty much, I should say, status quo, right? You know, being able to run the football. I just don't know if I want to expose Jaden Daniels as much. I know he has, you know, at least five – you know, nondescript run plays that happen out of play situations, out of passing situations. Those are things you're not going to change. But the quarterback design stuff, I would just be worried because, you know, taking those hits, I know the ribs were an issue a couple of weeks ago. And these guys like the gang tackle for the Steelers. So as much as you can put it in the actual traditional running back's hands and have success, I think is what will bode well. Now, the one thing that you also have on your factor for Washington is, you guys average almost 3 minutes more in time of possession at home versus on the road. And I think that's going to be a big thing, keeping the ball away from the Steelers' offense, but at the same time, not putting it in the air to where it can be an issue. So run game, I think, will be a big key for Washington. And if they're successful this weekend, it'll be because there was a solid run game plan in place. And trust me, my old teammate Darnell Stapleton is one of those O-line coaches there. We'll definitely make sure that he has that on his mind.
Max, before we let you go, let's get a prediction. What do you think happens on Sunday?
You know, I mean, for me, just keeping it as kind of as transparent as possible, I think this game is going to come down to who's going to convert on the gotta have it moments, and that's the 3rd and 7 to 3rd and 11 range. Whoever has more success there, because not everyone's going to be 3rd and 2, not everyone's going to be 3rd and 3 and 1, and these nice easy convertible plays. But you know that medium to long range, 7 to 11, whoever can be more creative in those moments, I think wins it. I think this game is pretty close. I think it'll be less than a touchdown score when it's all said and done. But I believe that win is going to be anywhere from the 28 to 35 point range for the win, for the winning play team.
Oh wow, you got a lot of
higher
points
scoring then. Yeah.
Score.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Max. We appreciate you.
Max, thank you, buddy.
All right, my pleasure. Take care, guys.
Max Stark, Steelers Radio Network, and of course the former tackle in Pittsburgh, joining us on Grant and Danny. It is that time of year. It's getting darker outside. And it is getting darker in-house.
All of a sudden, the sun went down, mood lighting happened. I turned around, it's dark outside. People are playing beer pongs, slamming some appies. I love it.
We were on air with Max there, and the lights just went down. We're like, oh, it's party time and sports and social. We're here in Bethesda. Rockville? Bethesda?
North of Bethesda.
Rockville? Rockville or Bethesda? All right, how about this? If it's Rockville, when I say Rockville, I want you to scream. Are we in Rockville? Are we in Bethesda?
From Bethesda!
All right.
That's still not clear to me. Is it Southern Rockville or Northern Bethesda?
Rockville, Bethesda. He's saying North Bethesda.
Which we know is made up.
If they get to 8-2 on Sunday, what are we going to be saying next week? That's the question we will return on Grant and Danny.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan. This update is brought to you by Baldino's Lock and Key, your one-stop shop for auto keys and fobs. The Commanders take on the Steelers on Sunday. Taking a look at the injury report, four players ruled out for the Commanders. Cornerback Marshon Lattimore, running back Brian Robinson, offensive tackle Cornelius Lucas, and tight end Colson Yankoff. Two players listed as questionable, kicker Austin Seibert and offensive tackle Andrew Wiley. The Commanders signed kicker Zane Gonzalez to the practice squad today. If Seibert can't go, two players not going to play for Pittsburgh, safety Terrell Edmonds and linebacker Nick Herbig. Basketball tonight, the Wizards taking on the Grizzlies in Memphis. 8 p.m. tip-off. You can hear that game on Bloomberg 99.1. And the Capitals taking on the Penguins tonight at Capital One Arena. 7:30 puck drop right here on The Fan. The 70th career matchup between Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin. This update is presented by Baldino's Lock and Key. They make car key problems look obsolete. With 9 area locations throughout Virginia and Maryland, stop by one near you today. For more info, visit baldinos.com. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
And the thing that when I think about Russ, the first thing that pops to my mind is this is a remarkable deep ball thrower. And it's what he has absolutely earned and been known for, Donna, inside and outside the pocket, where he's got the ability to be able to throw on the run, you know, 50, 60 yards down the field to a spot that only, you know, his receiver can get to it or off a big play pass. So that, to me, is what, you know, sets him apart is his – he's got a – you know, strong arm, big hands. He can absolutely rip it, but it's the downfield big shot plays. When those explosive plays happen, those are game changers. And that's what I think Russ's superpower is. Like, deep ball accuracy is not everybody has that.
That was Dan Quinn. Welcome back to Sports and Social Bethesda. Grant and Danny on The Fan, out and about in Maryland, having a good time today. It's a football Friday. Our field trip series continues. We are pumped to be in Maryland. They do crab cakes and football here.
That's what they do.
I think there's other things, too. Maybe like Old Bay and...
And putting the Maryland flag on things?
Yes.
They love doing that? Speaking of Old Bay, just real quick, the fries here. So it's a crinkle-cut situation. This is at Sports and Social here in Bethesda, North Bethesda, Rockville, adjacent to Bethesda.
Crinkle-cut guy.
You got your crinkle cuts. They go mostly Old Bay, but then there's a little secret ingredient that I've been sworn to. I had to sign an NDA. I had to sign a made-up NDA so that I wouldn't be able to talk about the secret ingredient.
Okay.
But I just want you to know, I've eaten more than 10 people's share of those fries dipped in their cheese sauce.
They're very good.
Today.
It's a good item. I have also sampled and enjoyed the item. I love the buffalo wings here. They're outstanding. So, as you know, I'm going to the Caps game.
I do know that.
Tonight.
Yes.
It's a 7:30 start.
Yes.
Show ends at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
I keep having people tell me there's no way I'm going to make it. I did just look at my GPS.
All right, let's look
in the break. It's telling me 1 hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. That's no parking. That's no walking into the arena. So I think there's a chance I miss a couple of minutes of hockey.
Oh, no.
That could be a problem. I see, by the way, there's a lot of Caps fans here trickling in. Nick Backstrom sweater.
Yep.
Alex Ovechkin, I saw a guy over here had the Ovi sweater going. He's casually scored in five consecutive games. Oh, there's a Penguins fan here. You guys see this guy?
And that boo this man.
That means he's probably a Steelers fan, too. Wow. Unbelievable. Hold on, I'm just looking down in the standings to find the Penguins.
You look down, hold on. Give me a second.
They've got to be down there somewhere.
Hello, there's no bottom, man, hold on. Hello, drop a coin.
Tonight should be fun. Chance for Ovi to score in a sixth straight, close in on Wayne Gretzky. But next break, you and I, game planning, getting to the arena, fastest way possible.
Yeah, it's not good. I looked it up, and I thought I'd have a couple ways for you to go. I don't.
Yeah, there was a lot of big talk from you.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Nothing but a big talk in the bench.
I know all the shortcuts. I live in D.C. I'm Mr. St. Albans, all this stuff. Where's all this confidence now?
Wait a minute. There's a little extra shrapnel in there. We're talking about directions, and now you're like.
You were telling me, like, I'm your guy. No one knows the directions better.
Yeah, that part was fine. But there was another little shot there. I'm going to let it go. Because you're in a mood. That's fine. Because you're worried about not being there
for
puck drop.
You told me you'd help me.
I'm going to help you.
It doesn't seem like it.
I'm going to be less helpful.
Okay.
I did talk a big game. A little less helpful than I thought.
Do you still feel confident that I will definitely get there before puck drop?
No, I do not. Less confident than before. There's the only place there's more red is when the Caps wear their home reds.
Okay.
Than the traffic right now.
This is
Rojo. This is like the end of the red crayon in all my son's drawings.
So my option would be I could take the Metro. Now, I have not metroed in like 10 years, but I could break my I'm not going to metro anymore thing.
Okay.
And then metro to the game. It would get me there in a half hour. I would definitely be there. The problem is I got to
metro
all the way back. I think they do like a single line wacky after the game. And on top of all that, I get back, and then I'm going to have to get in my car and drive to my house way toward Lorton in Virginia. It's going to be like a midnight arrival home. But it might still be the play. It might be the best way to go.
If you're concerned about missing puck drop, I mean, our friends, the Sports Junkies, a new radio program here
Brand
on 106.7 The Fan. It's four friends. They used to have a cable access show. They were bouncing around a little bit or on different stations, different time slots. It's a brand new morning show here on the station. They have an expression that they use for this situation. It's a big vet acting.
It's a head thing.
This is a big vet acting. This is one of those where you're going to have to get smacked in the shins a little bit.
Okay.
Which poison do you want to drink?
Well,
that gives you an upset stomach or the one that makes your head hurt?
It's feeling like Argo. There's a lot of bad options, and you pick the best of the bad options. It's like one is going to be an hour 17, one's an hour 11, one's an hour 4. I think I just picked the best option of the bad options, and I just kind of see what happens.
Just be a Canadian filmmaking crew and see where it takes you.
Let's see how we can get our friends out of there. See if we can get them home safe.
Mm.
Get on that plane and breathe that deep sigh of relief. If the Commanders beat the Steelers on Sunday, what are we going to be saying next week? They will be 8-2. They will have their best record that they have had since 1991. I'm telling you right now, we are sitting here at Sports and Social Bethesda. Next week is the bigger game. Next week against the Eagles is the NFC East defining moment. But if they are 8-2, if they go out against this really good Steelers defense, this 6-2 perennial power, and they beat Pittsburgh, my discourse next week is going to be about that they are a Super Bowl contender. That they, like, legitimately, they are as good as anybody in the conference. They are as good as anybody in the league. That, yeah, the Chiefs or the Lions or these other teams might beat them. Anyone can beat you on any given Sunday. They can also beat those teams.
Yeah.
The Chiefs don't want to see you. The Lions don't want to see you. You are a gigantic pain in the butt to play. If they beat Pittsburgh, I'm going to be talking about the fact that anything is possible this season. Not next year, this year.
Does Hal matter to you at all in this one? Even if it's an AFC North style rock fight?
I bring it on.
If it's 8-6.
No, because that then tells me that your defense is continuing to improve. Without Marshawn Lattimore, your bad defense that's become average is now playing at a level where it can steal you a game.
So temperature-wise, it's supposed to be fine in Pittsburgh, but it's going to be rainy on Sunday.
It's home.
I'm an idiot. Forget what I said. It's supposed to rain this weekend.
It is
against
supposed to
Pittsburgh,
rain this weekend.
Is what I was trying to say. And instead I said, like, they have to go to Pittsburgh. Anyway, the point of the dude's story is,
Darius has been saving these balloons all show.
Well, there's a draft.
Yes.
Coming from the outdoors.
An NFL draft. I wonder if they'll get Jaden Daniels in it.
Yeah, there's the MLB draft, and it comes out, and the second it's Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens are going. But, like, it gently blows it over every 7 minutes, and Darius has somehow backhand in the hole.
How's it possible?
Left-hand dive.
You've caught it, like, six times. You have the best peripherals ever. You're certainly not allergic to peripherals. I think you're muted.
How do I unmute Darius? Chris, I don't know how to do that. There's a button.
You just scream, I need an adult.
I didn't. For Darius to be unmuted.
I never know
which one it is. It's that one?
You keep catching it.
I just have silly reflexes. You didn't know this?
I mean, now I'm not knocking you, because you might.
We're now going to start testing that.
You actually might
great
have.
Reflexes.
Is it that your reflexes are great, or is it the balloons are falling really slowly?
They're falling pretty slowly, and I don't want it to knock over drinks, and then our laptops are crushed. So I've kind of been on red alert pretty much the entire show.
It's code red?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, knock them over real quick and then catch them. I want to see how fast they fall. I mean, they fall so slow.
Like that. And they're light enough that he can do that and catch them.
Yeah.
That too. That's
good.
A big part of it, yeah.
So do we think he has good reflexes?
We're gonna test that.
I think it's like 80% how slow the balloons are falling.
Yeah, so I think it's a combo of both. I think his reflexes are maybe plus.
You're sleeping.
But again,
on the reflex game.
I'm going to do a test and like throw something at him.
Yeah, just throw your car keys at him.
Yeah.
See if he catches them. What is Danny Rudy going to be saying if they're 8-2?
There's no more possible qualifier. There's no more possible, yeah, but. There's no more possible, well, they have it. Enough of that. This is a group that is now accustomed to and doing the things to have a sustainably good program. No longer just a, hey, that's a nice start. Or, hey, that's cool, you're 7-2 for the first time since blah, blah, blah. Or you haven't had this record since 1996 where then you fell apart down the stretch. None of that stuff is there. You're just talking about a good old-fashioned, no holds barred, no excuses, no qualifiers, really, really, really good football team. And at the minimum, you're a top of the really good bucket, if not in the championship category. I don't think I'm ready to go championship category yet. I want to see what it looks like with Marshawn Lattimore in the lineup. That, to me, is where you could escalate to championship category, in all sincerity, is if he's as good and as impactful as I hope and think he could be. But if you beat Pittsburgh, that's a defense that shoves it on nearly everybody, that turns over everyone they play against, that wreaks havoc, is as well a coach team as you're going to find. Mike Tomlin does not lose out of bye weeks. They're 13-4, I believe, under him out of the bye week. They've had extra weeks to prepare for you. They know you as good or better than you than you know you. And you win that game and go 5-0 at home. None of the people that are going, yeah, but, whether it's my mentions or out there on various networks and the shouty shows, nobody gets to anymore as far as I'm concerned.
You know what I also think needs to be acknowledged is, as of today as we sit here talking about this team, whenever nationally Washington comes up, everybody puts them over and says how good they are, but then they provide the immediate caveat that they have not beaten anybody.
Yep. And that's kind of where I was going there.
And this is also what's used against Commanders fans by any other fan of another team when you engage with them at this point, social media or otherwise, is, yeah, but who have you guys beaten? Oh, give me a break. Your best win is. And then you got to kind of search for it. It's probably the Bears on a Hail Mary, if we're being honest.
Or Arizona, who's in, you know, up, I guess, maybe. You know,
That's probably their best win right now, I guess, because it was there in Arizona. They're 5-4, and you whooped them. Just completely destroyed them.
That's not
a particularly good win, though, really. I mean, the Cardinals are probably not going to make the playoffs. I think the Bears are the best team you've beaten. Just wasn't as convincing or an impressive a victory. But I say that to bring up that's over now.
Mm-hmm.
As much as everyone thought Pittsburgh was just going to be the third or fourth best team in the North, they are a division championship caliber team. Like, the winner of this game this weekend is probably going to win its division. Washington in the East, Pittsburgh in the North, NFC, AFC, respectively. If the Steelers lose, then okay, maybe not, but they're still a playoff team. They're still a wild card team. And you beat them in your building off of a bye when Tomlin's won 7 straight games off of a bye as the coach of this team. So I think there's just no more dialogue about who Washington's beaten or the lack of a signature quality win. That's over. And I think that's maybe what I'm most excited about if they were able to somehow pull this off. on Sunday. And I shouldn't say somehow pull this off. They are 2.5.
Yeah, they're favorites, man.
Favorites. The expectation, according to the smart people, is that they're going to win a close football game. But let's open up the phones on this, 800-636-1067. If Washington beats Pittsburgh and gets to 8-2, what will you be saying with your buddies on your text group chats, in your conversation, sitting at bars like Sports and Social in Bethesda where we are, live today until 6:30? What's that going to seem like next week, those conversations? What will they look like? Also, I want to talk about not having Marshon Lattimore, who has been ruled out with the hamstring, and whether or not that is going to be an issue for the Commanders. We'll do that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Taking you all the way up to 6:30 on The Fan, Sports and Social, Bethesda, the site of today's show. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. We'll get you a Caps power play, get you ready for their game with the Penguins. You can hear that game right here on 106.7 The Fan. I think we got a smoke machine going right now.
Okay, I initially thought that the balloon was on fire. I thought it was fire. It's not.
It's not.
That's on purpose, right, guys?
We've got an awesome.
Okay, that's good.
I can see it. Smoke machine.
Smoke. It's fine.
Whoa!
Look at that.
This is a party. Got a smoke machine with beats. And now, yeah, that's right. We're going full on club in here right now. And now they're launching the HTTR? HTTC?
HTTC.
Going block W on all the screens. Love this. What a vibe.
Wow.
Good scene. So are we in a sports bar or are we in a football club?
Yes.
At this point?
Is the answer yes.
At the whoever built and put all of this together in this establishment needs to be counseled on the new stadium.
I love it.
You know, like this should be what they're doing at the new stadium downstairs in the area where you pay a lot of money to like high five players when they walk out.
Hello, is this Sport and Social? This is Josh Harris. I want to pick your brain. Can I buy everyone there a beer and you guys design my stuff?
This is phenomenal, dude.
Yeah, it's good. By the way, it is perfect outside.
Yeah, it's also 5:45, and it's like it feels like midnight on a Saturday and I'm 21.
I definitely feel like it's 11:30 p.m. and your boy's like in Arlington fresh out of college.
I'm Mr. Days, 71 Miller Lights in.
How about it? Field Trip Fridays live from Sports and Social Bethesda tonight, brought to you by the Tailgate Must-Have Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Surfside lemonade and vodka, available in convenient variety, 8-packs. Each can has only 100 calories. Tailgate like a champ. Ask for it at your local bar and liquor store. Must be 21. Darius, you got it? Let's see. See if Nicholas Backstrom down there enjoys a Surfside. All right, I know they're drinking beer, but I'm going to send their Caps table. We're going to send them a drink to just set the mood for the night ahead.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
The Caps and the Penguins. Big game tonight over at Capital One Arena. All right, Danny, I want to hit the phone, see what the people think. 800-636-1067. The question at hand, what are you going to be saying on Monday if Washington gets to 8-2? Let's go to Eric in Silver Spring. What's up, Eric? How are you?
Gentlemen, I'm going to answer two questions. I'm going to help you get to the Caps game, and I'm going to answer the question because I know exactly where you're at, so I'm going to help you get down there.
The quickest way possible. How am I getting there?
Of course, yes. Well, first of all, 8-2, we're gonna try to go to Philly next week, and we're gonna flip Pennsylvania if we beat the Steelers. We're gonna be a hell of a 9-2. We're closer to the playoffs. Now let me get you down to this cap one. You're gonna go down Rockville Pike.
Okay.
All the way into Bethesda. The real Bethesda.
All the way to like 10
actual Bethesda.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to go all the way to Bethesda. You're going to go past Mazza Gallery. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I am. I've eaten at that Maggiano's over there.
Okay, so you're familiar. Yeah, take that to Wisconsin. That's going to turn into Wisconsin Avenue. You're going to take that all the way to Massachusetts Avenue.
Right by Saint Albans School.
Rush hour. You're going to make a left at Massachusetts. Take that all the way down.
Ooh, okay.
And you're going to go around the circles by Rhode Island Avenue. You're going to go past the embassies down there on Massachusetts. And then you're going to get around by Rhode Island, and you're right there, basically.
Okay, so what's your ETA from when I leave to when I get there?
I'm going to say an hour, about an hour.
Oh, boy.
About an hour. Depends how you drive, though. And beware those speed cameras in D.C., too, okay?
Yeah, Mass Ave's got several. So does Wisconsin.
Yeah, D.C. loves the speed camera game.
Yeah, and don't sleep on Maryland's ability also to camera.
Yeah, Maryland loves a good speed camera. I know that about Maryland.
That route is one of mine. It's an hour 12 right now.
Hour 12.
It's not better.
Now, I would say I could turn that into like 58 minutes, but not with those speed cameras.
Yeah, it's not one of those highways where you can make up ground. This is like their traffic lights. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Let's go to Drew in Graysonville on Grant and Danny. If the Commanders get to 8-2, what are you going to be saying on Monday?
So we get to 8-2, then I think the path to 12-2 looks pretty good. I've only missed the Arizona and Cincinnati game. I've been at every game, and I'm going to every game except that last Dallas game. I think the path to 12-2 gets big, and I think once we get through Dallas, a lock on the division. So this game is big, and Thursday is big. We got to sweep Pennsylvania, and I think it's quite possible. So this is awesome. And by the way, if you want to get there before the puck drops, the only way to do it is Metro. I used to live in Grosvenor right over there, and you can't get there in an hour.
Thank you. I appreciate that. As we're getting closer and closer, there's less and less confidence from anyone that I'll be able to pull it off.
I thought I'd have one route for you, and I do not, respectfully. And that's on me.
Do you have a helicopter for me?
No.
What if Josh Harris calls up and offers me a helicopter?
So I heard Grant was trying to catch the puck drop of the Capitals game. I've got my chopper. Commanders one on alert 5.
You thought the only way I'd improve your life was winning football games? Here's my chopper.
Do you want to go see the Sixers play?
Kind of, actually.
Actually, a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, is Embiid going to go, or is this one of
Probably
the
Probably not. It's a weekday game.
Yeah. When he sits, it's a Monday or a Saturday or a Tuesday or a Thursday or a Friday. No Marshawn Lattimore, speaking of sitting out. So he did not play in his final game for the Saints. The thought from some of the Saints reporters we were talking to was this is a Davante Adams hamstring injury, but it clearly is not. Davante Adams immediately got better when he got to the Jets and played. Lattimore hasn't practiced all week, is already being ruled out for this weekend. My hope is that they can have him on the field for the Eagles. I don't need him against Pittsburgh. They've got one receiver that's notable and particularly good. The Eagles have arguably as good a tandem as you'll face at any point this year. The A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith duo that has torn them up for years.
Yep.
Put him in bubble wrap. Tell him to get ready for Thursday. That's also the more important game, unequivocally.
It is.
As fun as it would be to beat Pittsburgh and to get to 8-2 this weekend, you've got to beat Philly. You'd like to beat Pittsburgh. The division is there to be had, and the Eagles are nipping at your heels. Curious to get your thoughts on that, Danny. 800-636-1067, the number on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. What do you think about that?
So I always wonder about how coaches do that messaging. In the deep, dark rooms where no one's around and there's no bugs and you can just sort of talk about things, frankly, they're weighing these same things, right, where they go, the most important thing is to win this division game, A, because it's a division game, but B, it's the team you're competing with directly for that division lead. Philadelphia, very likely going to be 7-2 after this week. Their opponent easier than Washington's, right? Unequivocally. Dallas with a backup quarterback, with everything reeling down there. So you're going to weigh that game more. You can't let players do that, though. Right? I mean, that's not how players are wired, and that's not how they should be wired. You don't want to look past anybody because you've got to turn around and play, 96 hours later. You've got to find a way to get up for this one, give your best bullet, dust yourself off if need be, or capitalize the momentum if need be. But, yeah, I mean, they're weighing those sorts of equations. I mean, but you're 100% right. If there's going to be a game I'm picking, regardless of the order of the game, which one do I want, Marshawn Lattimore? To me, the whole point of getting him is to play Philadelphia. That's to me the reason, right? You're going to have to deal with them. You have to deal with Detroit in the postseason at some point. You have to deal with anybody that you play is going to have someone that would wreak havoc on their old secondary.
next on G&D before we say goodbye. We're taking you up to 6:30. Our storylines for each NFL game in Week 10, our player to lock in on, and then our final prediction. We have not yet told you what we are picking for Sunday's Pittsburgh-Washington showdown. We'll make our final predictions on the way out. We'll give you a Caps power play ahead of their game with the Penguins. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.